Hello everyone, I hope you're well. Welcome to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast with me, your host, Hayley Sparks. It's so lovely to have your company as always as we talk about our favourite topic, which is travel. Now this week, I'm very excited to introduce you to Lewis, who is joining us to talk about a real innovation in the yacht cruising space. Now, Emerald Cruises have brought something so different to the market, and you may have actually seen them with Susan Coleman on Channel 5, who recently covered the yacht experience in her TV program. I watched it last week and wow, the luxury, the experience, it's phenomenal. So I can't wait to share this all with you. Lewis, welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Thanks, Hayley. Thanks everyone. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here on the podcast. A great touch point to start with Susan Coleman. Actually, I know you watched it. It actually aired on Channel 5 in February, but there's been some reruns recently on Channel 5 and their other channels that they have. We'll go through some of the details about Emerald Cruises in this podcast. But if you want to find out more, really go and watch that. It's all on demand, all on 5 on demand on catch up. It's a great way to learn more about the product and see her in action. It's over two episodes. I think it's Cruises of a Lifetime with Susan Coleman. So yeah, go and watch it. Good way to start.
A really good way to start, yes. And I dived into the episodes last week, and I can imagine people watching on TV really bringing the brand to life, the experience, and the different destinations that Susan was traveling to. It was a fascinating watch. And Lewis, in your role with Emerald, you're really lucky because you get to go on a lot of these luxury yacht experiences yourself, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why it was good to jump on. We've got amazing products and amazing brands that I work for, and we get to experience them on our own trips and taking out kind of hosted trips, which is amazing. But I was lucky enough to experience the sister yacht to the one that Susan Coleman was on earlier this year in the Caribbean, doing a similar itinerary, actually island hopping around the smaller islands of the Caribbean, which is again a massive tick point of why a yacht cruise is so different and so unique, which we'll come on to. I've obviously sold the products for years. Emerald Azura set sail in 22 and Emerald Takara joined a couple of years later. And obviously sold the products for years, but seeing them in action and experiencing them really brought it to life, which has obviously helped for things like this and other presentations that we do. So yes, highly recommend. And I'm not just saying that.
Oh, well, after watching the show, I mean, it's just a dream experience. So let's start at the beginning, and let's talk for any of our listeners who are cruise addicts and fans like me. Let's talk about how Emerald Cruises has brought this sort of super yacht experience to the market, because I've not seen that in the cruise industry before. And it might be something that even seasoned cruisers aren't familiar with if they haven't watched the show yet.
Yeah, it's a good point. So again, starting from the beginning, Emerald Cruises traditionally we joined as a sister brand to Scenic, and we started sailing river cruising in Europe and then later on the Mekong River from 2014. And essentially, we took our learnings from the rivers, the small ship experience, getting into the heart of all the smaller ports and destinations that big ships can't get near, and we've brought that from the rivers to the ocean. And that's where we saw a gap in the market. Our owner wanted to provide kind of the super yacht lifestyle, but for an affordable price. And that's what our yachts really do. So the small ships and all the advantages that come with that, which we can go through, 100 guests and 76 crew on each of the vessels. And there's a few more ships on the way. Again, we'll come on to that. But they are designed to island hop around the smaller islands of the Caribbean and the Seychelles and potter along the coastlines of the Mediterranean, taking the guests to all these smaller ports and harbours the bigger ships can't get anywhere near. A lot of people will have cruised the Caribbean and the Med, but they may not necessarily have done it in like this. you know, in the having that 100 guests with 76 crew, almost a one-to-one staff to guest ratio, and the intimacy that brings, the more relaxed kind of yacht style of cruising that comes with all of the smaller the advantages of a smaller ship. But also it's a it kind of, for customers that don't like cruising, that maybe are put off by some of the stigmas that come around mainstream cruising, the thousands and thousands of passengers, the waiting list for excursions, the having to add on your drinks packages and your premium dining options, all of that kind of goes away when you come onto the yachts. And so you might, we have a lot of customers that wouldn't have considered a cruise traditionally, but they'll do a yacht cruise. So it's a really interesting and exciting part of the market to be in. And it's growing massively. So we're in a good place, and it's a good time to get involved.
I'm not surprised. It's a real innovation in the industry. And I think people are familiar with super yachts, and obviously they have that association with the rich, the super rich, the famous, and feel very much completely out of reach for your average person and not the kind of holiday that the vast majority of us will ever get to experience in our lifetime. And I love how Emerald have created this concept of a fusion between a super yacht and a cruising experience, and making it accessible, because yes. Why shouldn't we all be able to have the super yacht experience? We all deserve it, right?
exactly. Like using the trip that I did, for example, we pulled into St. Bart's as one of the ports, and we were at anchor next to can't remember the name of the yacht, but essentially you search on Yacht Finder, and it was the co-founder of WhatsApp's yacht. So you're docked next to these sorts of yachts in these amazing picturesque harbours. And like you said, that is accessible for the cruisers in the UK market and around the world for an affordable price. It's that sample for 8 days or 10 days or 2 weeks of a taste of that lifestyle. You know, with 100 guests on board, you feel like you're on your own yacht at times, because, you know, sat next to a multiple thousands of passenger ocean cruise liner, the yachts are tiny, obviously. But for 100 guests, they're massive. They are huge. There's so much space on board, and that is all a part of the design and the thought process in the design of the yachts in the build stage. Things like elevated ceiling space, so you feel it feels much more airy on board when you step on, and the marina platform and the sky deck. It really does kind of bring that super yacht lifestyle in reach for people like me who haven't got the money to own my own yacht.
Yeah, it's a really, really clever and brilliant concept. And as you say, an area of the market, the sort of the luxury cruise sector in general is absolutely booming. So, Lewis, as you've been on many of these amazing super yacht style cruises, let's talk us through. Let's paint a bit of a picture of what it's like when you first sort of step on board an Emerald cruise.
Yeah, so from the first thing that I noticed from the beginning, you know, there's only 100 guests getting on board, so there's not thousands of people. So you can all get on board without queuing really easily. There's not, you know, certain times that certain guests have to arrive, and that's their boarding time, for example, which I know happens on the bigger ships. You're docked away from the main harbours. You've got your own little docking area. For the start and end of the cruises, especially in the Caribbean, it is some of the main ports like Antigua and ending in St. Martin or Barbados. And that's for the ease of flights. But it's in between those main ports where we'll get into the smaller ports and harbours and islands and coastlines when we're in the Med that the bigger ships can't get to. You're boarded at ease, you're welcomed. And the first thing you notice is the space on board and how bright and contemporary and modern, but also how relaxed. You know, the staff are so friendly and welcoming. It's your first name. It's they know what drink you want before you even ask for it. You know, you're not rushed through. You'll take a seat in the lounge and enjoy some refreshments with a bit of music playing. Then you'll be welcomed and shown to your suite to check in. So it's such a relaxed introduction into the experience, which really sets the tone for the rest of the trip. And then, it kind of gets better from there onwards, really.
And in terms of the facilities, Lewis, that there is on board and cabins and things like that, can you talk us through what we can expect?
Yeah, so across the yachts, there's a wealth of everything you'd expect, basically. You've got some standard leading suites, which have got the massive picturesque windows, but 80% plus of the suites have got balconies on board, which we'll really recommend. You're pulling into these nice ports and harbours, your balcony is kind of your private window to that destination, to the world. So the majority of them are balcony suites, and it ranges from our leading balcony suites up to our owner suites, different price points. Obviously, the further you work your way up through the yacht, the bigger space, the more room, bigger terrace areas. But as a rule of thumb, the suites are all huge, and you've got more than enough room regardless of what category you're in. And the yachts are not massive. It's really easy to navigate around, so you can feel at home within, really quickly. You can get to know the ship and without being too overfaced and getting lost. But working your way up through the deck, you've got the kind of infinity style pool at the back of the yacht with a bar area and the aqua pool area, which again is great for your sunbathing and to enjoy a light snack for lunch and a drink, obviously, in the pool, looking out the back of the yacht of the panoramic views. And then you can move up to the sky deck where we've got a 360 degree area with a bar area. There's also another pool there, and again, more area for sunbathing and shaded area as well. For those that like to get out of the sun. And in the evening, these spaces are all utilized as well, day and night. So again, in the aqua pool area, they'll turn all the tables into a banquet style dinner at night for all the guests to come and enjoy a barbecue or kind of banquet style buffet that everyone can mingle and integrate with each other. And there'll be entertainment on the sun deck, on the sky deck, guitarists playing a musician. So you can have a cocktail while you're sailing away from whatever island to the next island or along the coastline. So that's the kind of vibe on board. Where the yachts come into their own are those spaces, but as well the marina platform. So at any point on the trip, the captain can stop the ship and you can do swim stops. So you can get straight from the yacht and jump straight into the sea. Which is amazing. And especially, as you can imagine, in the Caribbean, in some of the smaller ports, you'll be in a little cove taking a dip in the sea off the back of the yacht. But also all the marina toys that come with that. So the sea bobs, which are kind of underwater scooters, floating platforms. There's even a slide, an aqua trampoline, which you can have a go at if you want to. Snorkeling equipment, kayaks, paddle boards, all available free of charge, all included for guests to use throughout the trip whenever we're doing swim stops.
And I would encourage anybody to watch Susan, because she gets involved on the show, doesn't she?
She loves the sea bobs.
On the sea bobs, she has a right good time on the sea bobs, which I've never seen one of those before, and they look so fun, because you kind of like they're sort of like a float that you hold on to, that's sort of motorized, that takes you round, and brilliant.
There's a little dial and you can take you underwater, it can float you above the water. So they're really cool.
Yeah, that's something really new and different. It's wonderful. Now, I know the yachts are designed for sun seekers, and you touched, Lewis, on some of the destinations, but let's talk a little bit more about the itineraries and where listeners could explore.
Yeah, so two yachts sailing at the minute, Emerald Azura and Emerald Sakara. Our third yacht, Emerald Kaya, is being built as we speak, which is really, really exciting. And on schedule, we'll set sail in April next year. And then we've got two more yachts coming later on into 28. So over the next kind of 4 or 5 years, you can see the way it's going and where the demand's coming from. We're really, really growing our Emerald yacht fleet, which is really exciting. And you nailed it when you said they're all sun-seeking yachts. So they will follow the sun all year round. So at the minute, both of our yachts, and this time next year, all three of our yachts will be in the Mediterranean. So the usual suspects, the Greek islands, the Dalmatian coast, taken in Montenegro and Dubrovnik and Split, the coast of Italy, the Adriatic coast, the south of France, the south of Spain. So we'll take in all the usual suspects, but from kind of 8 day up to 2 week itineraries. We can build in pre or post stopovers, for example. So if a guest is disembarking in Dubrovnik and they want to stay a little bit longer in Dubrovnik, they can do that with us. We've got all the hotel contracts set up so the guests can have a little bit long pre or post, after or before their sailing. And they'll follow the sun in the Med in the summertime for Europe from kind of April to the end of October, beginning of November. And then that's when the yachts will go across to the Caribbean this year. They'll go across to the Caribbean. They'll do a Caribbean season, back-to-back itineraries. Again, the same thing, island hopping those smaller ports and islands that the bigger ships don't go near, like the BVIs, the British Virgin Islands, Jos Van Dyke, Norman Island. And all the kind of big bucket list destinations as well. And we'll also take in a little bit of Panama and Central America as part of that Caribbean season. Next year, back to the Med, and that's when Emerald Cairo will set sail. And then towards the end of next year, really exciting, that's when the yachts will split up. So Emerald Azura and Emerald Takara, stick with me with the name, you know, they're a bit of a mouthful, but they'll go back to the Caribbean, and Emerald Kaya, our newly built yacht next year, will be going over to the Indian Ocean and doing a Seychelles season, which is really, really exciting. Our first time doing that. It's been a few years in the making, and we can't wait to get over there, and we're already sold into that very, very well. So we're selling into 27 and even 28 now, such is the demand. But basically, Mediterranean, Caribbean, Seychelles, following the sun all year round. That's the essentially the proposition that we offer.
Spoilt for choice.
Yeah. And it's different, you know, we're in these destinations for a long periods of time. So there's different itineraries, different areas of the Caribbean, different islands, some of the larger islands, some of the smaller ones, and it all ranges. So there's definitely something for everyone. If you've got an experienced Caribbean cruiser, they might not have done some of the smaller ports and islands that the yachts go to. So it's, you know, there's definitely something for those experienced cruisers, but also those new to cruise as well.
Yeah, great if people are looking for something, as you say, different, if they do travel regularly and they've been to that part of the world. And let's talk about when people disembark, because obviously I know it's not just all about the luxury and the fabulous experience on board, but there's a lot that you offer to help customers on shore. Yeah,
it's all part of the experience. So when we go into these islands and, you know, the smaller ports in the Med and the Seychelles, we'll be going right into the heart of these destinations. So as soon as the guests step off the ship, essentially they're immersed in these destinations. That's why we pay particular attention to our excursion and onshore program. And it's wide ranging. It's about the freedom to do what you like. A lot of our guests would like to go, especially when on the smaller islands, they would like to take themselves off for a little guided hike. Or we have e-bikes on board, so when we're in the Mediterranean, they can take the e-bikes and go and do an e-bike tour on their own. We have our guides, and we work with the local guys to do those excursions and learn about the culture and the history. We'll do wine tasting excursions. We'll do guided hikes when we're on these islands in the Caribbean. So there's a wide range of different options, but the main point to get across is the freedom. So if a guest did want to stay on board and enjoy the onboard facilities for the day, they can absolutely do that. When we're docked or at anchor, when we're going to the smaller islands, sometimes there's not a harbour or a docking location, so you have to be at anchor, and we'll do a beach landing with the Zodiacs. But whether we're docked or we're using a tender or we're using the Zodiacs, they'll run frequently to and from the ship. So if a guest wanted to stay on board in the morning and go in on shore in the afternoon, they can just jump on one of the tenders or the Zodiacs, and they wanted to go on shore for an hour and come back, absolutely fine. It's always there, back and forth between the yachts. So the flexibility from that perspective is really, really good. There's not set times, if you know what I mean, where you've got to be back to the tender for this time, otherwise you're going to miss it. Obviously, we'll be setting sail at a certain point, so there is a cut-off point, but throughout the day, they're running, you know, every 10, 15 minutes, so they can go and to and fro between as and when they please, which is really, really good. And such a beauty of that, again, always that small ship experience.
And Lewis, what is a Zodiac?
A Zodiac is kind of, I'm going to undersell it here, a little speedboat sort of thing. It can hold up to 8 guests at a time with a driver. We've got a small fleet of them on board the yachts. And when we'll go to, so I'll give you an example. When we went to Norman Island in the Caribbean, Jos Van Dyke in the Caribbean, There's no harbour there, so you've got all your small yachts that are at anchor just off the cove, and you'll jump on a Zodiac and you'll do a beach landing. So it pulls up onto the beach, they show you how to do it, and you get off, disembark safely, and then you can enjoy the beach. So we did that as an experience. I know we wanted to touch on this, but I may as well bring it up now. We arrived in Jos Van Dyke, one of the British Virgin Islands. You know, it's all small, tiny yachts and sailing yachts. And we're there as well. We've got our own little private cove and section of the beach. We all did the beach landings on the Zodiacs. And we spent the day in that little cove. We had the beach barbecue. We had all the snorkeling equipment and marina toys on shore so the guests could use them in the sea. And then the captain came out on one of the Zodiacs with a paddleboard in the sea. And everyone had champagne in the sea with the yacht looking over in the background. And that was like one of them moments that I use in presentations where, you know, I always say, you know, with the smaller yachts, we can go to places where and do things that others can't. That really brought it to life for me and made a massive difference. Because what does that mean? And that's what that meant. And doing that really, really did bring it to life for me. So, yeah, that was an amazing experience. Got some amazing photos from that.
Oh, I can imagine. What an
back onto the yacht and then off to your next destination, you know. So such a nice experience.
Such a nice experience. And that sort of leads me into my sort of next question. I know you've talked about, obviously, there's lots of benefits of perhaps if the larger cruise ships aren't for you because you know, you're not that keen on sort of sharing your holiday with thousands of people. Let's talk about what it's like to be sailing with 100 other passengers, because I can imagine as well, you talked about the staff to guest ratio, but it must be much more of a personal and intimate kind of service, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, the level of service is amazing, and you realize that as you go through the cruise, and that is essentially enabled to happen because of the small guest numbers and that staff to guest ratio. But it's such a nice feeling on board, and you can take what you want from that experience. So, you know, dining in the evening, you could dine on your own as a couple or one night, and then, you know, you make friends. It's easy to do that. We have a lot of solo travelers on board these yachts because it's such an intimate experience. It's easy to mingle and make friends, and we have a lot of solo traveler groups as well. That's something to point out. But you know, the next night you could dine as a table of 10 and have that banquet style dinner out on at the back of the yacht on the terrace, and that's part of all the experience. But the level of service, you know, it's your first name, it's, you know, how are you doing today, it's the drink that they know you want at that specific time, and that is all part of the small ship experience that we bang on about, but it's such a special experience. And it's why we have such a good repeat custom, because it's these little things that you only realise when you get on board, but then that's when they come back and go, we want a bit more of that. We want to go and do that again and experience that again. And when you break it down and you look at the price and you look at where you're going, what you're doing, it's all inclusive with your return flights, all, you know, your excursions, your meals, your drinks. When you work and you're tipping gratuities, everything's included in that. The value for money is amazing. And that's sometimes the hard thing to get across, because you'll take a look at the yachts in the marketing or in a brochure or even on Susan Kalman, and you'll think, looks amazing, but might be slightly out of my kind of price bracket. But it's not. When you look at it and break it down, it's not at all. And I guess that's our job and why we do these sorts of things and podcasts and marketing to get that across to the market.
Yes, of course, because people would assume anything that sounds so bespoke, exclusive, would be completely financially out of reach. But somehow Emerald have made it affordable.
Yeah, which is really important to do that. And it's taking off in the market. Everyone's kind of becoming more aware of it, and the market we're doing and the TV stuff we're doing and the podcast and etc, that's all helping, and that's why we're building more yachts. So, but it's a good point, you know, quite often we're in the pool at the back of on the sky deck with a drink, and you're the only ones in there. You feel like you're on your own yacht, even though there is 100 guests. Like I said, the yachts are huge for 100 guests. There's so much space that you do feel like you're on your own yacht sometimes, which is such a nice feeling.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, it's nice to have the best of both worlds, because if you want a bit of time on your own or as a couple or a family, but then equally if you like to be sociable. But sometimes you kind of need and want different things on different days. Sometimes you want to make friends, chat. Other times you just want to relax on your own. So it's nice to know that you can tailor it to how you feel on the day. If you do want a little bit more alone time and privacy, then you can obviously, you know, you can get that too, which is great. And let's talk about the food, Lewis, because let's be honest, anyone who loves a cruise, we're people that love our food, aren't we? It's part and parcel of it. Any cruise experience, it's got to be the food.
Yeah, it's something that I love to talk about. It's what I look forward to the most when I go on board. The food's amazing. But it varies. And again, the dining options, the menu changes every night. They'll change it up in terms of one night they'll do the beach barbecue, but they'll do a barbecue on board. They'll do foods from around the world and have different cooking stations, live cooking stations where you can go and kind of help yourself to what you want to try. If there's something not on the menu that you wanted to have, again, just ask the chefs, they'll do it. But also, and again, I learning this when I went on board, things like in the evening, they moved all the tables around and arranged them on the at the back of the yacht on the terrace area and made it a banquet style dinner. So we were mingling with the other guests, sat all in a big long table, and the waiters and the chefs are bringing out more and more food in the middle of the table, and everyone's helping themselves. And it was that was towards the end of the cruise, and that was such a nice way to round it off, because you're spending this time with the people that you've enjoyed the cruise with and got to know. So yeah, it's not the same every night, it changes. So yeah, it's really, really, they're really clever with the way they do that.
So Lewis, the food, the experiences, the barbecues, meeting other people, the relationship that you get with the crew, so many memories to be made. But let's talk about nature, and for nature lovers, because again, on these smaller yachts, being able to discover hidden gems, as you say, stop in little coves and people to get out and swim. I can imagine there's some great opportunities to really appreciate the beauty, nature and wildlife.
You do, and you know, the smaller yachts enable you to go into these little habitats, and kind of the nature comes to you. Like, another highlight was Norman Island, which is another small British Virgin Island. It's actually Treasure Island, what they based Treasure Island off, where the pirates used to bury all the treasure. So when we're there, we'll do a treasure hunting kind of excursion, but also there's a turtle kind of snorkeling experience as well. But you're not going anywhere off the beaten track. You are in the cove, and all you do is get off the yacht, and you're around the corner, and then there's we're in the sea with the snorkeling equipment, keeping our distance and respecting the wildlife, but the turtles are just in and around you. And it was such an amazing experience to do that. And there was no other yachts in that area at that time. We were the only ones there. So again, it really brought that. I know we kind of go on about it, but that small ship experience enabled us to do things that no one else could. And it was, a nice one. Touch on nature. It's a good question, actually. We never don't really get asked about that.
Well, this is what the Travel Podcast is all about, because we really hope that with all this information, with insight from experts like yourself, that can really bring to life the experience. Because there's so many different cruise brands, there's so many different places that we can travel, and it's all about getting into the detail and sharing with our listeners what makes something different, what would appeal to them, what makes it unique. And it's just been so wonderful to talk to you, Lewis, and for you to really, really help us better understand that the Emerald Superyacht offering. But before I let you go, is there anything else you would say to our listeners who might have tuned in today and thought, wow, you know, I've cruised a lot, I've traveled a yacht a lot, but I haven't ever had a kind of super yacht cruising experience? If they're thinking about booking, what would you say?
Do it. I just think, honestly, have a look at the itineraries, have a look at where we go and what we do, watch things like Susan Kalman. It'll help bring the product to life more than we can do on a podcast, because you're seeing her in action. And do have a go and do one, and I bet you, I won't I won't guarantee, but I, you know, there's a good chance you'll come back and you'll want to do another 100%, because it is such a unique way of cruising that's different to kind of mainstream cruising. And there's a market for everyone, but this is kind of different to mainstream cruising, and it kind of ticks a lot of boxes that might put a lot of people off different type of style of cruising. But for that reason, you only kind of feel that until you when you give it a go, and then that's what I thought when I did one. The penny kind of dropped, and it was like, right, now I get it. I understand what all the hype's about, and it's all the different factors, that the service, the small ship experience, the food, the excursions, the facilities on board. It all just leads into this unbelievable experience. So yeah, don't ever hesitate to reach out to your local agent. Reach out to us. We're always here to help, answer any questions, give you any more information, help you understand the product a little bit more, give you our, you know, the best deals or the best time to go. Suggest, you know, if you're thinking about one thing, have you thought about, you know, you've done a lot of the things, a lot of Caribbean cruising, but you still want to go somewhere tropical. Have you thought about the Seychelles? So don't ever hesitate to reach out and use, like you said, use the experts that have worked on these products for years and experienced them, and know the cabin layouts and the different deck plans inside out. What the resources there for you to use, to utilize it. That's my kind of best advice, I would say.
Oh, thank you, Lewis. And yeah, exactly that. The travel consultant that shared this podcast with you, or the team at Not Just Travel, we work so closely with Lewis and the team, and we're partners, and we're so lucky to be able to work together ultimately to help any of the customers that we work with have their dream holiday, have the best possible experience. And it's all about knowledge. It's all about using our experts and building those relationships together, so ultimately you have the best possible cruising experience. But Lewis, thank you so much. I know you're very busy. Thank you for taking the time to talk to the listeners today and to really tell us more about the Emerald Super Yacht experience.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. Some great questions, and hopefully I've kind of shed a bit more light on the experience. But yes, don't ever hesitate to have a look into it a bit more and speak to your local travel experts. And let's keep going. Thanks, Hayley, for having me on.
Thanks, Lewis. And thank you so much for listening. We really hope we have inspired you. So do get in touch with your travel consultant, who is there to help you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, if you could share it, if you could rate it, if you could review it, it really would mean so much to myself and the team. Thank you so much for listening. And I will look forward to having you here next week. See you then. Bye.